You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to otra edición del Buffet de Oracle. Welcome to another edition of the Oracle Buffet. My name's Heather. I'm your host. And it's my birthday on Friday. And I'm so excited, not only because it's my birthday, but because it's the new moon in Aries. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to try and squeeze it all in. But anyway, do you want to like start a new path in your life? Like, is there something, a grain of sand inside you that's bubbling and you just want to start fresh on something? This is the perfect time to do so, this new moon in Aries. We are seeing or feeling energy now that we've never had in our entire life. We got Neptune in Aries, we've got Saturn in Aries, we've got Mars in Aries, we've got Mercury in Aries now, the Sun in Aries, obviously, and the Moon's going to be in Aries on Friday too, Chiron as well. But anyway, this energy is all about initiation. It's all about starting something new, being brave, being bold, going out on your own path. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to just do quick readings based on your rising sign, which is the sign that was rising at the time you were born. If you want a full reading, by all means, book it with me at PsychicAstrologyWI.com. These are just going to be general readings based on your rising sign. So let's get started. I'm going to try and pack them all in. Aries rising. This is your moment. You can reinvent yourself in almost any way possible. Whether you want to do a new do, get a new wardrobe, change your approach to the world, change how you look, change how you come across, come out of the closet, perhaps. Long story. Anyway, changing your whole identity. This is the perfect time. Or whether it's standing up for yourself, starting a new project. This is amazing energy for starting something new. And if you don't have anything in mind yet, get it in mind before Friday. Start writing it down. Start thinking about who you want to be. Because the universe is supporting you right now in ways that it's never supported you before. And it's probably never going to support you again in this magnitude. Taurus rising. This energy is likely falling in your 12th house of spirituality, forgiveness, isolation, religion, divine, dreams. Anyway, so not only are you having some crazy dreams right now, but this is a time where, A, you probably need to forgive someone, even if that's yourself for not being who you thought you should be or something you did in the past. But this is all about reinventing yourself based on your subconscious programming. We all have two frequencies we emit. We emit a frequency unconsciously, which is based on like our childhood trauma, our conditioning from our parents, how we grew up, all sorts of stuff, school, things that we were taught. And that, so that's one of the frequencies we emit. And then we have our conscious frequency that we're trying to emit. So for example, if subconsciously I believe I'm a POS, but I'm trying to manifest being amazing consciously, there's a disconnect there, and you need to see where that disconnect is and start connecting them. So do whatever you have to do to let go of that subconscious programming if it's not serving you. If it's serving you, great, but if it's not, it's time to reevaluate that and fix that. All right, Gemini rising. Do you have any hopes or dreams, wishes, things that you've been too scared to act on? Now is the time to act on those. Or if you have a friend group that you want to join, or if you need to stand up to your friends, that could be this too. Stand up and be different from your friends. This is falling in your 11th house of hopes and wishes, friends, groups of people. Joining a new group of friends, leaving your group of friends, standing up to your friends, or just hopes and wishes. Taking action on those, making a plan, moving forward with those. That's where this energy is falling in your chart, and that's where you can, or that's how you can best use it. Cancer rising. This is falling in your 10th house of career, and public image, reputation. So you might be getting a promotion at work, or you might want to find a new job right now, or you might just be really in the spotlight, whether you want to be or not. The energy is very visible for you right now. And it may or may not be in the way you want it to be, but it's how it's meant to be. So career changes, changes to your reputation, putting yourself out there publicly. Let's say you want to be an influencer, to be whatever, someone famous. Now is a good time to put your foot forward and start on that. Energy is really supportive of you and your career right now. So yeah, that's you, Cancer rising. Leo rising, this is in your ninth house of religion, spirituality, philosophy, long distance travel. So you might really want to take a trip right now, or you might be on vacation as we're speaking, or you might just be like, God, there's got to be more to life than this. I want to broaden my horizons right now. The need to explore the world, get out beyond your everyday means. Maybe even start your own religious or philosophical group at this point is what you might be feeling. Or going back to school, that could be part of this too. But the energy for you right now, Leo, is all about broadening your horizons, meeting new people, seeing what the world is all about, traveling, going back to school, learning. That's where the energy is most affected for you right now. So take advantage of it. Take that trip. Learn that new thing. Whatever it is you're trying to do, now's the time to do it. The universe says, yes, go for it. Okay, Virgo rising. Virgo, this is falling in your eighth house of intimacy, partnerships, shared resources, death, taxes. I say that the day before tax day. Anyway, we're not going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about Virgo rising and how this Aries energy is asking you to not only establish boundaries within your intimate relationships, but also with your resources too. This is mine and that's yours, and or this is what we're sharing. You might have to stand up to someone with regarding inheritance as well. But the eighth house is also about transformation. So this just might be a time of transformation and rebirth for you. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes, you might be in the process of reinventing yourself right now. Eighth house is all about psychology too. So you might be examining yourself psychologically, why you react the way you do, why you feel the way you do, why you want what you want, et cetera, et cetera. This is a great time to examine yourself psychologically, not only as an individual, Aries, but also as someone who's sharing resources, which is the eighth house. So this is kind of a mix of me versus partnership versus standing up for myself versus going along with them. So yeah, that's what it's shaping out for you there, Virgo rising. Libra rising. This is in your seventh house of relationships, partnerships, business partnerships, and legal affairs. So what if you're single, there's a good chance you might be meeting someone soon. If you're paired up, this is likely a time where you need to stand up for yourself in your relationship, or you need to establish boundaries in your relationship. I'm autonomous. You're autonomous, but we're both together. Like, how do we interact with each other? It's us versus me, or me versus us, however you say that. Anyway, it also might present some legal affairs for you as well. Some battles in court could be part of how this manifests. Hopefully not, though. But anyway, this is mostly about relationships and how you interact with relationships and boundaries and maintaining your identity as a person versus in your relationship. All right, Scorpio rising, this is in your sixth house of hell. Chores, daily routines. Do you have a bunch of stuff you're trying to get accomplished? Are you trying to take care of your health? Are you trying to build a better, more efficient system to run your life? Now is the time to do so. Think about your goals and build backwards from them. If you're trying to lose weight, for example, what is a system you can implement to do that? Whether it's 15 minutes a day of exercising or drinking more water, whatever it happens to be, this is the time to build a routine that supports your health, your chores, and just your daily life. Think efficiency and think effectiveness. The perfect time to take initiative and do that. That not so fun project, which you may have been putting off. Sagittarius rising. This is a fun time for you. I'm a little jelly, to be honest, because I wish I was a Sagittarius rising. Just because all this energy is in your fifth house of fun, romance, children, creativity. So you might have the itch to start a new art project, to go dancing, to start painting, to have kids perhaps, or to start a new romance. Or a new romance might be budding without you trying to start it. But the fifth house with Aries in it, it's all about taking initiative in these areas. So you might be like, you know what? I'm sick of hiding my magic inside or my art inside. I want to let it out and I want to start painting or whatever. Now's the time to do so. Express yourself, have fun, be bold, be brave in your self-expression. That's what Aries in the fifth house would say. All right. Capricorn rising. Yeah, Capricorn. I feel like I'm missing one. Yeah, no, okay. Anyway, Capricorn rising. Oh, I'm winging this as I go, guys, so you got to bear with me here. Capricorn rising, this is falling in your fourth house of home, family, roots, origins. And that is, you might want to move right now. You might want to rearrange your house. There might be battles at home. It might be a time where you have to stand up to yourself against your family, your loved ones, or where you come from. So if you feel the urge to move right now, to rearrange, or if there's been like a lot of quarrels at home or disagreements, that's why, because you're being asked to stand up for yourself and maintain autonomy and take initiative, be brave, be bold in your home life. Okay, Aquarius rising. This is falling in your third house of communication, learning, siblings, short distance travel, neighbors. It sounds like a word salad, all those words together. Anyway, this is a time where you should examine your thought patterns. Why do you think what you think? Where did that come from? Is that serving you? Also, how is your relationship with your siblings and neighbors? There might be a chance for more quarrels right now with those people, but they're of utmost importance at this time. So pay attention to those people and those relationships and what they're reflecting back to you. That's what's being asked of you right now. So examine your thought patterns, examine your communication patterns. With Aries in there, your communication might be a little more shorter and direct and blunt, like us Aries happen to like. But yeah, it's all about communication, learning, siblings, neighbors. And you also might be having the itch to take a small road trip somewhere. That's totally valid as well. Last, but definitely not least, Pisces rising. This is falling in your second house of values, self-esteem, money, finances. This is a time to figure out what it is you value, Pisces rising. Is it money? Is it freedom? Is it cats? Is it drugs? I don't know. What is it that you value? It's time to figure that out, be clear about it, and take action towards whatever it is that you value. Establish a solid value system and work towards living that value system. That's what's being asked for you right now, from you right now. So if you have had like a financial idea or something in the back of your mind, or want to start investing or whatever it happens to be, now's the time to take action on that, Pisces rising. To stand up for yourself as well. Second house values, self-esteem, Aries standing up for themselves, being brave, being bold. So you might have to stand up for yourself financially, or stand up for yourself to, like, I don't say prove yourself esteem, but like essentially, yeah. You might have to just value standing up for yourself more, with something that it isn't something that necessarily comes easy to you, Pisces rising, because you do like to be more of a receiver than a pusher outer, a stander upper, whatever the word is. Anyway, so yeah, that's the gist of this energy we have going on this week. It's going to be great. Work with it. Again, the new moon is on my birthday, April 17th. So yeah, use the magic of the moon, manifest, start new things, become the person that you're meant to be, because the universe is supporting you at this time. Thank you for watching, folks. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.